This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being riding.
No poop, all Sherlock. This is Hey Riddle Riddle and Chaboy Puzzbot.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And
welcome.
This is Hey Riddle Riddle.
And the reason that we brought Puzzbot in here is we had to kick Adele out because we are doing our first ever family-friendly, family-friendly episode. This is Don't Hide the Kids, Don't Hide the Wife, memes from 10 years ago, and enjoy a riddle episode that the whole family can enjoy.
Yes, that's right. Everyone can gather around the hearth and enjoy this, just like FDR's famous speeches.
We know that you are on your... What?
Remember FDR?
No, Puzzbot, we're young.
Puzzbot, I thought we were a young kid episode.
Yes, this is targeted towards kids. FDR is cool and hip.
No, don't talk about FDR. Talk about Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, talk about Thomas the Tank Engine.
Daniel Tiger. How many Daniel Tigers does it take to kill? No. To
maim?
Love?
The Daniel Tiger song that's like, parents come back.
What?
Like, grown-ups will always come back for you.
Sensing inappropriate content.
No, like...
Parents who left.
Yeah, they...
Shutting down episodes.
Is that for kids who are like left alone in a store or something?
Yeah. Okay. Or like when like they go to school.
Oh.
Like, don't worry, your parents are going to come back to come get you.
Would it be okay if I did a rap for kids right now for what to do in an emergency?
Absolutely.
Great. Yes, now that's what I call raps.
Hey, kids, it's JPC. If you find yourself in a JCPenney's, here's what you do if your parents go away. Walk to the front of the store. Find a man in a suit with a really tall hat. He's a chauffeur. Now get in his car. Drive all around the town. Order a pizza. Slurp it down.
This sounds like a really like fun kids movie.
Searching man in the hat.
It's like a chauffeur and a kid have an adventure around New York City.
Searching man in the hat. Curious George. Popular with kids. Paw Patrol.
Popular with kids. Paw Patrol.
But don't forget Maw Patrol. She deserves just as much credit.
Paw Patrol? Or Papa Smurf.
Oh, I am dumb.
It's just a word association.
So
I was made to do two things: solve riddles and feel pain.
It's the day,
and I'm all out of riddles.
Puzzbot, get out of here. We want Adele back.
It's the day before Thanksgiving. You're probably driving in a Subaru to see your family in upstate Washington.
It's a Wednesday. You left work early. You're driving. You're going to go to a bar in your hometown, see some high school friends.
You say go to a barn in your hometown?
Yes.
Hey, guys, it's me.
Hey, Adele.
Hey, Adele. It's so good to see you, truly.
Are you guys ready for me to cuss?
No,
Adele, this is a...
So this is a family-friendly, kid-approved episode of Hey, Riddle, Riddle.
Wait.
Kid-tested,
mother-approved?
We couldn't get kids to test. There are labor laws preventing us from using. What we'd love to, because their cells are so malleable.
Yeah. Adel's just throwing out everything he knows about kids right out of the gate. All the buzzwords he knows to teach about kids.
Everything Adel knows about kids is from commercials for breakfast cereals.
So what's interesting about our show is some kids have accidentally listened to it. I think we have accidentally a pretty young listener base.
Yeah, yeah. And they've taken us to court.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge said that we needed to do one episode, at least, where we don't do any swearing or...
Nope.
Thank you.
remember, there was one listener who was like a the little boy, mm-hmm. and his mom sent us the fan art he made of us, and he drew me blonde. And I was like, nobody tell him.
He drew me blonde.
Let me be blonde in his head.
That's the one thing that stayed with you?
Yeah, I just was like, oh, that poor little boy doesn't know I have brown hair.
Drew me blonde sounds like something a pirate would say, either in a game of cards or a gunfight. Like, he drew me blonde.
It also sounds like a grandpa trying to recall who Drew Barrymore is. Who's that?
Drew me blonde.
He drew me blonde. Charlie's Angels.
I want to, before we get into some riddles, I want to see a scene. And you are two pirates. But there's a kid on board today, okay. So you can't be as,
okay.
Yeah, you get it, as you usually are.
Wendy, can we be honest with you?
Wendy, come above deck here.
Okay.
And I said deck.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, me and, Skarsgård over here.
My name is
Peter
Skarsgård.
Yard, my name be Alex Skarsgård.
Some people call him Alexander.
We're so tall.
So tall and so Nordic.
Wendy, we wanted to ask you. You know that all of our pirate garb is, you know, raggedy and very disheveled. Could you teach us how to sew, Wendy?
Teach us how to sew.
You just assume I know how to sew?
No, we saw your kit. You had a little kit.
We saw a thimble. We'd never seen that before. We tried to drink our pirate rum out of it, and it all spilled out the sides.
Well, that's Tinkerbell's chair.
Okay.
Thimble.
Oh. Oops.
Oh.
It's also her throw-up bucket, because she's been very nauseous
on
the ship.
Let me check my pockets where Tinkerbell... I heard a crunch, but don't worry, kids. That was just...
A bunch of crunch. Pirates love bunch of crunch.
Oh, there's Tinkerbell. She's coming onto the ship.
Twinkle, tinkle, twinkle, pumpkin, twinkle, twinkle.
That's not Tinkerbell.
Also, that's not Tinkerbell. That's Winkerfrell. Winkerfrell.
Winkerfrell.
Oh, Winkerfrell's not doing well.
That's Tinkerbell's sister. She's been very sickly. And she talks like a Star Wars character.
She's going to talk like a Star Wars character.
Oh, it is hard not to cuss.
No, it's not.
You still keep sneaking in stuff.
But it's also, kids, it's also worth it not to cuss.
Kids, when you do a job interview, don't forget, never cuss.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing some listener-submitted riddles. But first, I figured since a lot of kids who are new to this episode, hello, keep a quick reminder, I'm Aaron, that's JPC, and that one's Adol. I'm pointing to them, so
Hi,
your
kids.
Guess is as good as mine.
Hi, kids.
And from feedback we've received, our voices are identical.
Yeah, people truly think that, though.
That's wild. I think it's because we say the same insane stuff.
Yeah. The same sort of chaotic Slytherin energy.
Don't lump me in with your madness.
So I figured we would go over some just of the classic kid riddles.
Mm.
And I'm going to rapid fire read them, and you're going to say them in unison. Are you ready?
We're going to say the riddles in unison or the answers?
The answers.
Okay. That's going to be almost impossible.
Kids, put on your Oshkosh Bagosh. Grab a little plastic chair and
Adol doesn't know a lot about kids. When was the last time you saw or met or talked to a kid?
Oh, I want to say Christmas Story.
You want to say that, or that's the accurate? Yeah, so everybody, Adol and I are already wearing our thinking caps. So you make sure that you put on your thinking caps, because these riddles are going to be difficult.
You're all in the car together, and you're all going to shout out the answers. Mm-hmm. Are you ready,
Nothing
listeners?
Parents like more than shouting in the car. And kids, if you can, if there are no child locks on the windows, try to throw your shoes right out the windows.
Yeah. Everyone, even if you're not going to do it, just in this moment, lower your window just a little bit so your parents get a little nervous. Yeah.
Even if you're like 14.
And kids, if you're in the car with your parents, doesn't fast food sound pretty good?
Oh, I think of McDonald's Happy Meals.
We probably went McDonald's.
Yeah. Right?
Would your parents? Right. No, I don't know if your parents would be into that. Maybe you could persuade them.
Also, there's a couple in a car right now listening to this, I'm sure, and they're both like, what if we got McDonald's? This is not just for kids.
And kids, if you're thinking, well, we're going all the way to Thanksgiving dinner right now, it wouldn't really be fair to get McDonald's. Remember, your parents have to eat your grandma's nasty cooking too. So they have extra incentive to want to get McDonald's.
I think I speak for this whole car right now when I say we're about to get McDonald's.
We don't want that dry turkey.
So don't go to Burger King and get dry turkey.
So tweet at us and send us your photos of the McDonald's you are about to get. in the middle of this episode.
And Chef Mike, if you are listening to this, come on the podcast.
Come on the podcast whenever you like.
All right. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ready.
What has one head, 1 foot, and 4 legs?
2 snakes. What has 1 head,
mm-hmm.
2 feet?
1 foot.
One foot.
And 4 legs.
One head.
I want to say...
Beer. A glass of beer.
I want to say...
Nope. Root beer.
Root beer.
Sully's competition in Monsters, Inc.? That no. Little Steve Buscemi thing?
1 head.
And kids, don't forget. Kids, don't forget. Look up Steve Buscemi. Do an image search on Google. Good night. Have a good night.
Kids, go to any Siri.
Sleep tight.
Add a little Steve Buscemi thing.
Go to any adult's phone. Shout Siri image search Steve Buscemi. And just see what happens. Did my Siri go off? Oh, okay.
Aaron, this is great kids content.
It is so... The little Steve Buscemi thing. The funniest.
Is it a ruler?
No.
It has 1 head, 1 foot, 4 legs?
Yeah.
4 legs. A race.
Nope.
And you wanted Adelaide to answer these in unison.
Some of these you're going to...
Oh, you said okay. In unitards. Let me squeeze into this.
Tumbling class is good for kids of all ages.
Yeah. Never met someone who did a crime who could also do a handstand.
I did tumbling class when I was a young child. Uh-huh. I know demi-plié.
That's no, ballet.
Demi à jouer. He's great on Twitter.
It's all the same. Tumbling is ballet. Tumbling is pre-ballet. I was doing somersaults.
Hold up. That's going to be, kids, this is going to be our first just a sleep stop. you think tumbling is pre-ballet?
Yeah, why not?
Well,
a lot of
can't fight
really
that.
Great dancers also do gymnastics.
Can't argue with apathy.
They make football players do gymnastics too, do ballet class.
Did you know Jean-Claude Van Damme was a ballet dancer to get better at martial arts?
Wow.
I do now.
Did you know that Dirk Nowitzki took ballet?
No.
He's the lead singer for Limp Bizkit, right?
That's correct. Fred Durst and Vivixby.
JPC.
Yes.
If we add a $25 Patreon tier,
mm-hmm.
will Aaron. You take swing dance classes with me and then someone will film it?
I would love to. I love swing dancing. Swing dancing is so fun.
Okay. I want, if we create a $25 tier,
Aaron, it should be a $21 tier because kids love 21 Pilots.
Okay, $21 tier.
21 Pilots.
Wait, did you say if we create that tier, you two will take swing dancing and I'll film
no,
it?
No, because this is what I want.
This sucks.
Is I want your commentary running under
good
the entire
save,
video.
Good save.
You didn't even let me, if you let me finish my sentence,
kids,
you would have known.
Kids, if you're listening, respect everyone you do a podcast with.
Oh, and kids, if you're listening, just to like, give you a visual, I'm 25, JPC's 25, and Adel's 100. I got him.
Can't curse. Aaron,
mm-hmm.
You're a bully and a coward.
You can't be both.
Well,
sure often, you can. You just don't leave the house.
Oftentimes.
I've seen comment sections.
That bully won't leave the house. But truly, don't bully anyone.
Mm-mm.
And if you do, have it be something like awesome. Like at least say something awesome.
Kids, if you have a sleepover or summer party, don't just make one of your friends film it.
Can I
let everyone sleep and have fun?
Since this is a kid-friendly episode, I would like to tell you this. So Mariah and I went to see a movie in Skokie. There is a Noodles & Company right by the movie theater. So we went to the Noodles & Company. And this was like, I think it was Friday night, a couple Friday nights ago. And inside of this Noodles & Company, there were 2 tweens on a date. And then there was also, that came into the Noodles & Company, like another tween who was just there with their parents, like getting dinner. Hmm. And I was like, and they didn't look at each other and notice each other, but I was like, I love this situation. How awkward is it if you're like on like a tween date? Like obviously someone drove you to the movie theater and dropped you off here. They're here to see Tween Wolf. And then you see like a classmate who like, I don't know if you, did you ever go on dates when you were kids?
No.
Not like kids, but like 12, 13, 14. Like,
oh yeah, maybe one
sure.
or two.
Somewhere in that range where you couldn't drive yourself. You were like depending on someone else for a ride. How awkward would it be if you ran into like another person from your class with their family? Like Mariah and I were talking about how embarrassing that would be. And I was like, if I knew what I knew now about how none of this matters and like embarrassment's not a real thing and whatever, no one will remember this. I was like, I would love to be the person there with my family and then just go up to their table and be like, hey guys, how's everything going? Brought you a Sprite. I just thought, enjoy the night. Obviously, Jason, I'll see you in class on Monday. Melissa, you look wonderful. But the whole time I'm not making any eye contact with them. I'm just looking up.
I'm rooting for the two of you. This was sort of a will they, won't they that I'm happy to see as well.
I talked to Dennis at the front. He said, try the meatballs. Don't know if that's germane to you, but thought I'd drop that little piece.
Enjoy Toy Story 4 and have a wonderful evening.
I am here with my mom, Dennis and Marie.
You might.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay, anyway, I don't know the answer to this riddle. It's very hard.
The answer is a bed.
Oh, head of a bed. One foot, yes. The head, the foot, and the four legs.
That's a good one.
I think
we've done this on the podcast before, too, right?
Oh, really?
We should have known that.
Next riddle. We've done.
All right, kids, thinking caps back on.
Well, to be fair, this is like reruns of Friends.
Sure.
If we haven't remembered them, they're new to us.
Could we be any more podcasts? So real quick, mom and dad, pull over the car right now. Turn yourselves into the back seat to face your children and just get a glimpse of what their faces look like. Do they hate this? I imagine they do.
They are not listening. They're all on their individual iPads.
Looking at Steve Buscemi's face.
Screaming. Inconsolable. He's a great actor.
One of them is like, yeah, Boardwalk Empire. He's the guy from Boardwalk Empire.
How could he possibly pass for James Gandolfini's cousin? There's no way. They're thinking.
says the kid. All right, we ready?
Yes.
Did you hear the joke about the roof?
Okay, give us a minute to unpack this. Do we hear the joke about the roof?
Hear the joke about the roof. It had me in shingles.
It was rough?
Oh, wait.
Here's one about the roof.
It's patchy. Tar. It
trips.
Made me leak tears out of my eyes. Did you hear the joke about
the roof?
Oh. It blew the lid off the place. Final answer.
You know about the roof?
You have one of the words, right?
It slays me. Slay is spelled S-L-E-I-G-H.
Blue?
Did you know the one about the roof?
Hole.
Red Roof Inn.
No. Are you ready?
Give us a hint.
I have a very non-kid-friendly story about a Red Roof Inn that I won't share.
He will share that in our next episode.
Don't say it, but mime it to us.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Kids, just so you know, he was dribbling a basketball while eating some Laffy Taffy.
I'll never get that image
and
out of my head
now. You should never dribble a basketball while you eat because of germs. Always wash your hands before you touch your food.
Can you do your rap about washing your hands?
Yeah. Boom, boom. Hey, kids, it's JPC, and I'm back with another rhyme. If you're going to eat some chips or bread, you better wash your grime. Get your hands, put them under a sink, and sing happy birthday as you soap. And if you don't sing while you drink, you're going to be dope. Now grab the basketball and throw it in the car with the man in the hat, and you're going to go far. You're going to drive him to the basketball court. Say, one-on-one, it's me against Squirt. Squirt's his name, or is it? We don't know. We never learned his name. Always learn a man's name.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Did you hear the joke about the roof?
It blew.
This one's more of a joke than a riddle.
They're all jokes and riddles. Did you hear the joke about the roof? I didn't hear it.
I'm on top of it?
I'm going to go
the joke
on
about the roof.
Never mind. It's over your head.
Oh.
Funny joke about a roof. Okay, use that in school. Use that on a teacher.
Use that on a teacher.
Use that on a teacher.
And kids, don't ever let a riddle talk down to you.
Yeah. Don't let a riddle be condescending to you.
Stand up for yourself, kids. And if you have the chance between doing something smart, doing something safe, and doing something fun, always choose the fun.
Yeah. And kids, you probably heard your parents talk about condescending rice. She was a very important person.
In the early 2000s? Politically?
I did not care for Uncle Ben's tone. That's some condescending rice.
Oh. It's become so increasingly clear to me today how much sleep JPC has gotten and how little sleep I've gotten in comparison to JPC. Because I think it was 100 years until it took me to understand that Uncle Ben joke.
Wasn't Uncle Ben killed in the Riceverse?
I need to go back to bed to be ready for this. Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
Yes.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
All of them.
Nope.
How many letters, letters are in the alphabet?
Oh, there are no letters in the alphabet. Alphabet is numbers.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
I thought you were going to keep going.
Eat your breakfast, go to heaven.
11.
If you're not religious, fine. Just know hell is real on time.
What?
Hello's what I meant to say. Saved it, Adel, you're okay.
Adel is having a really hard time in this episode.
No, 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 Aaron, I'm having a midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis on infinite earth.
Yeah.
Wow, you're going to live a long time.
Wow.
I got Mel Brooks disease.
They don't know who that is.
Sure they do.
Adel, they don't know who
Aaron,
that is.
He created young Frankenstein.
Oh my gosh. I can't do this, everybody.
I unfortunately have Mel Gibson disease.
Well, you think
kids
about how many
Google
letters
that.
Are in the alphabet.
It's
JPC.
It's a disease that's only going to affect me when I turn like 50. I'll have a fine, happy life before then.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Google 26 letters.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
Is it the word the alphabet? Because that's like 12 or 7.
3.
Or 8.
Whoever gets as many
Wait,
letters
Wait, oh, it would be
first.
T-H-E-9-L-P-H-A-B-E-T. 11.
11.
I said 11 like 1,000 times.
You said 12 like 100 times.
oh,
JPC.
Kids, also, speaking of alphabet, if you haven't, if you have cable at home, order Alpha B-E-T. It's like B-E-T, but better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the better version of B-E-T.
Alpha B-E-T.
B-E-T Plus.
Is that a fun joke for kids?
I love it. They know what all of this means.
That's something for your uncle.
Kids, get your parents' phone. Open any app. In-app purchases.
All right. Yes. This is a new challenge for anyone who really wants to
Got
do
it.
This challenge.
Okay.
I need you
to... Hold my breath for a minute.
No. Yep. I need you to sing the alphabet, but take liberties with the order in which the letters come.
But I can't reuse letters?
No, you can't reuse letters.
And I can't accidentally spell curse words?
Yep.
Got it. 26?
Mm-hmm.
B N L P G Y X S T R A B. No. Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's as far as I could go. I think I used B again. Mm-hmm. Adel?
Adel?
W C Fields.
Try again. Again.
Not my tempo. R L S T E I N. F K T W I G S R O B E T
R. You said R like 17
T A T T I S O N T W I G H L T J A K E Gyllenhaal. We.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. Oh, kids, never let an adult tell you what the alphabet is.
Yeah, you get to decide. Are we ready for your next?
Yes.
Yes.
How can you spell cold with two letters?
Brr.
Achoo.
B-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R.
You're on the right track.
How can you spell cold with two letters? How do you spell cold?
I-C. Icy.
Icy. Well, that's pretty good. How do you spell cold?
It's not B-R-R-R-R-R-R-R.
Oh, Tylenol P-M.
How do you spell cold with two letters?
Cold with two letters?
Z.
Freezing.
Freezing. How do you spell cold?
Oh, is this like cold CD. Like cough or cold like temperature?
Temperature.
Temperature.
Well, you think about it, I'd like to see a scene. You're two penguins and you're talking about the weather because it's been a little cold lately.
Great.
Scratch, 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 scratch. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Steven.
Do you call me Streven?
Oh my God, is your name Matt Streven?
Oh boy, do you not know my name?
Okay, hold on.
We went to high school together.
I know. Wait, but they would always read your name as Streven or... Oh, my God. Am I making fun of our teacher's speech impediment?
I think you are, which you should never do.
I feel like such a fool. Please, tell me your name.
My name is Streven.
And what's my name?
Your name, I forget.
You forget. I knew I could get you.
But it is cold.
It is so cold.
My brain is not working as fast as it typically does.
It's unseasonably cold.
I know. It's March.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah?
Is that Morgan Freeman over there watching us?
Let's see if he narrates.
It seems like it is.
Do something and let's see if he narrates. Here,
okay,
let's hold hands.
Okay, let's hold hands.
The penguins held hands.
That's Morgan Freeman.
No, Morgan Freeman would have a hotter take than that.
Yeah, okay, we'll just give him more time.
And then they started dribbling the basketballs.
Not until we wash. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to Streven.
Let's kill Batman.
See?
Well, that was fun.
Yes. Hey, Aaron, great Morgan Freeman.
That was a wonderful
You do
Morgan
better.
Freeman.
No. Wait, I would never attempt it.
Was that sarcastic?
I thought it was a good Morgan Freeman.
Oh, really?
That was a good Morgan
You did it dry. You did it off of nothing. You didn't even have...
Give me a celebrity that kids would know, and I'll do an impression of them.
Louis Anderson.
Yeah.
Kids don't know who that is.
Bruce Springsteen.
Kids watch baskets.
Kids watch baskets.
I'm not going to give up until you give me a name. Okay. A kid
Jonas,
would know.
Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas?
Yes, Nick Jonas.
I'm a sucker for you.
That's just Aaron singing a Nick Jonas song.
Can you replace sucker with dum dum?
I'm a dum dum for you.
Can you replace for you with suckers?
I'm a
dum dum for suckers.
I'm a dum dum for suckers.
Okay, got it. And that's our ad campaign. Ship it.
What else? How about Haley Steinfeld? Sorry, Haley dot 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 and Seinfeld.
Haley.
Haley Steinfeld doing Seinfeld jokes.
I got it.
Yes.
What's the deal with being like most girls?
Okay, and can you replace most with suckers?
I hate it here.
Aaron, who do you think the top three kid celebrities are?
Kids?
Not celebrities who are kids, but the celebrities that kids would know or appreciate.
JoJo Siwa.
Is that a real person?
Yeah.
Did you mean to say Jason Momoa?
John Cena?
Yeah, I meant to say Jason Momoa. Shoot, The Rock. I think kids know who The Rock is.
Yeah. John Cena's also just came out with a kids movie. He was in that like firefighter movie. I don't know if it did well.
He also had that movie, Now You Can't See Me. Now You Don't.
What is happening?
And then third most popular celebrity with kids would have to be Jesse Eisenberg.
Kids love Social Network.
Kids love, what do kids love?
Bops.
Aaron Sorkin. He speaks for kids.
Baby Shark.
Lorax.
Ooh.
Oh, kids love Baby Shark still, right?
I think, you play that in front of a baby.
Did someone say baby shark?
Oh,
Puzzbot. Hugs, doot, 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 doot.
Puzzbot, hugs, doot, 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 doot.
Puzzbot, hugs, doot, 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 doot.
Puzzbot, hugs.
Oh, you're crushing me with your claws, Puzzbot.
Puzzbot,
too strong, too strong.
Run away, doot, 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 doot.
Run away, doot, 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 doot.
Safe at last, doot, 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 doot. Safe at last.
I'm here to deliver an important message.
Yes, Puzzbot.
Let's do like I did to JPC's bones and take a break.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Puzzbot.
I could use a juice box and a nap.
Okay. Go to sleep. Is a Capri Sun a juice box?
That's a really great question, but we don't have time to do another riddle right now, Buzzbot. We have to go to a break. So, kids, you think about that, and we will get an answer to your riddle right after this break. Is a Capri Sun a juice box?
Why was I made to feel pain?
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there. That was...
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin Clear.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should
I would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wowie zowie, mm-hmm. I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools, so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're coming here.
They're running.
And the answer is no. It is not a juice box. A juice box has to be a box. Capri Sun is a pouch.
Why did you give me a whole TED talk? Please, just shut me down.
We watched the movie TED, a kid's movie, because it's got a bear.
What was that silver wave we were just on when we drank our Capri Sun?
Richard Gere's hair.
And you know
you
the rumor?
You were so awake.
You know the rumor about Richard Gere, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes. That he didn't have to audition for Dr. T and the Women.
Mm-hmm.
Offer only.
Offer only. Wow.
Kids, if you grow up, offer only. You grow up.
Wait.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. Puzzbot has overstayed his welcome.
All right. Get out of here, Puzzbot. We want Adel back. I can't believe I'm saying that. But we do. We want Adel back. Kids, you will grow up. Aaron, do you have another riddle for us?
I do.
Grow up, you kids.
We're going to go to JPC Advice for Kids Corner.
Hey, kids. Welcome to JPC's Advice for Kids Corner. Now, I did not get to pick the segment name, but it all fits on the sign. Oh, I guess I'm looking at the sign behind me. It does not fit on the sign. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Today's episode, we are going to give you a special piece of advice about grandparents. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, I've got my grandparents in the studio now. Please, my grandparents, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Where am I?
My name is Ray PC.
Okay, so that's what we're working with. So, kids, remember.
And I'm JP Lady.
So remember, whether your grandparents are a Ray PC or a JP Lady, it's always best to treat them with respect and kindness. But do not, and I repeat, do not suffer their insolence. So if they start talking...
But I need my insolence, please.
If they start talking about some old-timey boomer, you know, or a real hardcore, maybe quasi-racist type of thing, you call those grandparents out. You ruin Thanksgiving.
Please,
okay?
My insolence, please. It's in that bag over there.
You'll get your insolence when I say it, Ray PC, which, by the way, I don't think is your real name. I think you're trying to build off my brand. All right, kids, that's enough for JPC's Kids Corner. And remember, never let a relative slide.
And let's go to Aaron's Kids Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Boo-doo-doo-dee-da.
Hey, kids. Here's my hot take on being a kid. Nickelodeon shows move too fast, and their content is not as good. Disney shows have great music, and they're a little gentler, but the best shows are the PBS shows. I'm talking Peg Plus Cat. I'm talking all the other PBS shows, Daniel Tiger. Real gentle on your brain. Don't watch shows that aren't gentle on your brain. You'll grow up super messed up. Adel's Kid Corner.
Ba-da-da. Hey, kids. Da-da-da. Here's a little advice from Uncle Adel. Well, I guess if I'm 104, it's not uncle. But see a penny, pick it up. Now you have a weapon if someone picks on you.
That's right.
I don't think Adel's ever met a kid, and that's becoming increasingly clear to me.
No, that's right, because as we all know...
I've seen drawings.
No.
Money is the greatest weapon. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Unbelievable. Well, okay, I have a riddle that's a kid's riddle.
I've got tons of riddles.
Submitted by a kid.
This is submitted by a kid?
But submitted by Brendan, who has a kid. Hi. Been loving the podcast since he first started, and it inspired me to start making up riddles with my kids whenever we are traveling around in the car. Quick reminder, everyone in the car right now wants McDonald's. Just go.
Yeah, the double cheeseburger is only a dollar.
And just a reminder, this episode is sponsored by McDonald's and Disney Plus. Go Disney Plus.
My 6-year-old's first riddles were kind of out there, like you would expect. Riddle.
The McFlurian.
So there's two here. Riddle. You are in a room with no windows and the door is locked.
It's like a Mandalorian McDonald's crossover, the McFlurian. Anyone?
I did not sleep well last night. You're in a room with no windows and the door is locked. All you have is a flower and a hammer. How do you get out?
Okay, you're going to cover the hammer in flour. Get some panko crust on that, put it in the oven for 325.
Bam! You got donkey hammer.
And
so
in the morning,
keep in mind a kid wrote this.
Okay, out of this room.
You're in a room with no windows and the door's locked. All you have is a flower and a hammer. How do you get out?
So there is a door, ostensibly.
Mm-hmm. You mean you take that hammer and you slam through the door? But we have to think like a kid who kids don't have much upper body strength.
Eat the flower. That way you can shoot.
Eat the
fireballs.
Yeah. You get into white overalls.
Yeah.
You pick fireballs out of your nose.
Eat the flower, shoot the white fireballs, and then the fireballs will bounce all around the room. Do not get hit by those.
So you think the noise for when you get a flower is banam, banam, banam?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of
Batman?
The underground the underground levels. You know when you get a mushroom and it's like ba-da-da-da-da-da, whoop, whoop.
So you eat the flower.
Mm-hmm. You both got the answer. Well, like each... Like, you got parts of the answer.
You eat the flower, you grab the hammer and go, and you just hammer on that door.
Answer, you eat the flower and knock down the door with the hammer.
And who wrote this?
But hold on, there's a great one that she wrote. But just recently she came up with a doozy and it blew my mind, so I had to share it. Since you prefer her handwritten scanned riddles, I made her write it out. This is a riddle from his daughter and it's great. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is as hard as a carrot and as soft as a pillow?
Okay, I need a second. This is a kids episode?
It's as hard as a carrot and as soft as a pillow, and this is a kids episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Soft as a pillow makes me think of Stuart Scott. Kids love Stuart Scott, Around the Horn.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Women be hummina hummina hummus.
Hard as a carrot. So
hard as a carrot.
So carrots,
soft
I wouldn't think, are traditionally super hard.
Well, carrots, if they're diamonds.
Oh, shine bright like a diamond.
A diamond, a gummy diamond.
Gummy diamond.
Final answer. No. Hard as a carrot.
Hard as a carrot, soft as a pillow.
A peep?
Is it a memory foam pillow?
It's a memory foam pillow. No,
okay.
It's not.
So this
and
is
kids, if you're going to buy a memory foam pillow, you probably want to buy it from Helix.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, boy.
So let's put ourselves in the mind of a kid, Adel.
Okay.
And maybe that's going to help us.
So, let me out.
So inside out situation. Oh, your anger.
Yeah, okay, for
and
sure.
And your disgust.
Oh.
Who are you?
Oh.
Oh, she's talking about in an Inside Out world.
Yeah.
You don't know Inside Out? Oh, it's
with
great.
Kevin Klein? Hmm. Oh, that's In-N-Out.
Fish called Wanda. No, Inside Out is the one where your brain is controlled by these like personality
things. Mini-killing rules of brain or something.
So I'd be anger, you'd be depression, and Aaron would be like type 2 diabetes.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
I wish that Inside Out's like where sickness is as well. Where
just diseases.
I'm the emotion, anger. I'm cancer.
And I'm slowly realizing JPC called me depression. what to do with this?
Well, if you weren't depressed, you would have realized that way faster.
Let's see.
Hard as a carrot, soft as a pillow.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. A ghost.
Hard as a carrot. Is carrot spelled with a K or a C?
C.
Kids can't spell
hard
it, so
as a
that
carrot,
help.
Soft as a pillow.
Is it a prison tattoo?
Is it a baby carrot? Is it carrot cake?
Is this something I can eat?
Yes.
It is something I can eat.
Hard as a carrot, soft as a pillow.
Is it something that when like cooked in a different way changes texture? Okay. So a carrot.
Yep, a cooked carrot.
what's
Casey liked that one.
That rules.
What's this girl's name?
They didn't give her name because I think...
Well, we should learn her name because she is our new president.
Susan.
Yeah, she's her new president.
Yeah, she's got my vote. Move over, Kamala Harris.
Well, thank you to you and your daughter for the awesome riddle.
Is that Brendan?
Mm-hmm.
Or Brandam?
Brandam.
Okay, his name's Brandam. Brandam, thank you so much, and thank your daughter for those awesome riddles. I hope she enjoys this episode where she got to hear her own riddles, so of course she wouldn't because she knows the answer. So this episode, not for your daughter. Now, that's the only daughter that we know listens to the show, so maybe it was for your daughter. Okay, Brandam, you got us over a barrel here. What do you want?
I know what I want. I want to
see a scene.
Oh, wait. Okay. I promise you'll like this, and then we'll do your scene.
Great.
I want to see a scene. I want to see JP Riddles at Thanksgiving dinner with his niece and nephew, and we'll see if JPC can do it.
Ooh, this will be our biggest challenge yet.
No, it won't. It'll be my biggest challenge yet. You have to do nothing.
Hi, Uncle JP Riddles. Can you pass the rolls?
Okay, pass the rolls. Here's the keys to my Rolls Royce. Just kidding. That's a lawnmower with a little lawn chair riding on top of it. I call it my Rolls Royce, but really what it is it's a riding mower that I turned into a standing mower.
Oh boy, what are you kids doing here?
We're here for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, that's right. I said I'd host this year. And
we're thankful for you,
my
Uncle
tree's
JP.
A mess. All right, come up under the branches.
Yeah, what is this, Jeep? What is this tree?
This is my apartment. I leased this from my landlord. Now my landlord's a squirrel, but he's got a big gray beard, so he's wise.
Uncle JP Riddles, we're like my brother said, we're so thankful for you, so we thought we didn't want you to spend the holiday alone.
Oh, that's very nice of you, but I'm never alone. I've got the ghost of my past haunting me wherever I go.
Is this harp in the corner your bed?
That's a harpoon, actually.
I'm dumb.
It's a helix sleep harpoon. Ain't nothing like a great night's sleep on a sharp, rusty, underwater fish sword.
You'll have a whale of a night.
That's true.
Nice. Uncle JP Riddle.
Yes, what's going on?
Did you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade
this
morning?
Yeah, did you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I did watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but I gotta say that I was pretty dicey for me because me and Underdog have quite a rivalry.
Oh,
the balloon?
Nope, not the balloon. The man the balloon's based on.
The Underdog?
Mm-hmm.
You mean Sam Rockwell's acting career?
How old are you? Never mind. Kids, come up into the tree, and I wanna tell you. Now I'm glad that I just invited you and not your judgmental parents. But Thanksgiving
they're
is...
They're just judges. That's what their job is. They're a judge.
Well, actually, technically, they were both disbarred, or they should be when the court gets my letter, but I did write it in squirrel blood, and I made my landlord mighty mad, but I've been borrowing that from him. But I wanted to tell you kids what I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving.
What, Uncle JP?
Can you read a Swan Lumps that talks about what you're thankful for?
I absolutely can. I have prepared a Swan Lumps for this very occasion.
Aww.
Swan Lumps 159.
His eyes are rolling back into his head to where it's only white.
Swan Lumps 159, the man who fell out of the tree on Thanksgiving Day. Well, it was a brisk and cold February morning. And
that's
it wasn't
redundant.
Nowhere near Thanksgiving, but old. The old man in the tree decided that he had been a wise, so he wanted to see his niece and nephew and hope that they could maybe steal some money from their parents. So he sent him a Thanksgiving letter, and he sent it to their school so no one would find it. And the kids came unwittingly to the tree. Now, the tree was not a load-bearing tree because it's more of a shrub. And it's at the governor's mansion. That old man could not keep his weight balance in that tree, and he plummeted right out, and he smacked his head on the ground. But
he was okay, right?
Well, of course he was okay. He was telling the story. In fact, smacking his head on the ground, he went to the school nurse. Now, the school nurse was the only nurse that would see him because he's not allowed back in the hospital anymore because he would steal the penicillin. And the school nurse took pity on him, and she said, you know, what you need is, you just need a nice place to stay. And he said, can I stay here in the school? And she said, well, that would be horribly inappropriate. And she called the police, and he ended up staying in jail. And so he spent his Thanksgiving, February through April, in a jail cell. But you know what, kids? He deserved it.
Oh, what a great story.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah.
We're going to eat a live squirrel. Get your squirrel forks.
Wait.
I'm coming for you, landlord.
Uncle JP?
Uh-huh.
Why does this postage stamp have wife written on it?
Oh, boy. Well, kids, it's about time you met old JP Riddle's wife.
This stamp?
Uh-huh. She's a forever stamp, so she'll always stay young.
See?
You did it. You did it.
What's the scene you wanted to see?
I'm happy with what happened.
Okay.
And I honestly can't remember what the original riddle was that we just did.
Who could?
We did the carrot
Carrots.
One.
Carrots.
Mm-hmm. I do want to see a scene. This will be fairly quick, but I just wanted to get Aaron involved.
Mm-hmm.
So, Aaron, this will be a scene where you and JPC are husband and wife rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
And both of you have sort of reached your creative limits in terms of how to cook carrots or what to do with them.
I brought back more carrots for dinner.
Okay, I guess. Let's see. I can mash them.
Okay,
again.
We had mashed carrots like 2 nights ago.
Okay,
I don't really want to eat mashed carrots.
Make them look like pasta. Make the carrots look like pasta.
Okay, you make them
But wait,
them
I don't
look
have a ton of time tonight, though, babe, because we have to get all 80 of our kids
into bed.
Into bed, and they, like, three of them have soccer.
Mom.
Yeah?
And Dad.
Thank you. It's good to be noticed.
Yeah. Name us.
Name you?
Yeah. We love that song where it's all our names.
We already named you. We named you when you were born. Why don't you tell us your name?
What, do you forget?
I'm tired.
Yeah, go to bed. No soccer for you tonight. Okay, you know what? Just this one night. Just this one night. And we will not make a habit of this. No, let's just go to McDonald's. Okay. Let's go to McDonald's. Let's get
for 80. For 82 rabbits.
Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order, please?
Hi, what do I want?
We'll have four of those eggs that have the socks for the plate, please.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry. Are you in a car?
What's that?
Are you in a car? My motion detector is sensing no car.
We are.
We're in a Barbie car.
We're in a Barbie car.
We're 80 rabbits in a Barbie car.
Yeah.
You're. I'm sorry. Let me write this down. You're 80 rabbits in a Barbie
car. That's not our order,
80
though.
Rabbits in a Barbie car. You're 80 rabbits in a Barbie
hey,
car.
Hey, Fat Boy Slim, I think you're really going to like this song.
What would diggy diggy? What would diggy diggy? 80 rabbits in a Barbie car.
I'm sorry. That's my bad. Yeah, I will stop calling. Okay. Okay.
Hey, Fat Boy. It's me, your cousin.
See? <you.
laughs> Oh, my God.
You know that new sound you were looking for? It's me, your cousin. Gary Slim.
Wait, you know what? I just thought.
What? How could we know
that? We didn't answer one of the riddles earlier.
Oh, no. Which one?
What? How can you spell cold with two letters?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean we didn't answer it?
I didn't answer it. People must be going crazy, I think.
ER?
Did I answer that?
No. I don't think so.
ER?
Oh, my gosh.
Is it ER?
It's icy.
I said icy.
That's what JPC said.
So we did answer it.
Oh, never mind.
He said icy, and I said, ooh, that's great. And then Erin looked up from her nap and said, nope.
I'm so lost. What the heck is happening? Am I okay?
Probably
no.
Not.
We should clarify, kids. We got up at, we got here into the studio at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what happened.
This is the longest day in Hey Riddle history.
It really is.
This is funny because I get up every morning at 6 a.m. So
I get every day at 2 p.m. Yeah.
No, this is what the issue is, though. So last night I went to bed at like 11 and I was like, I'm going to be so rested. And I slept for a couple hours. And then my boyfriend's out of town right now for a long time.
Yeah.
And so I'm alone in our condo.
While the cat is away, the mouse will sleep.
Yeah, the mouse will just like eat pizza on the couch and like fart about.
Let's give him something to fart about.
But I was sleeping, and then from my closet, there was like this insane clang sound that I've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was it clang clown?
I honestly think some sort of pipe like moved or broke.
Yeah.
And it was so scary to me, and I had so much adrenaline that I didn't go back to sleep after that. So I've been up since like 1:30 in the morning.
So kids, listen to this. If you hear a scary sound in the middle of the night, go into your parents' room, tell them that you are a fright. They will go investigate by opening the closet door. When they open, you will see that there's nothing to be scared anymore.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the closet now. There's nothing in the closet now.
Take that, smile, turn into a frown. Open up your closet door. Ooh, it's Clang the Clown. Clang the Clown's a hungry clown. He likes
Adel, when was the last time you talked to a kid?
The Clang the Clown is not real, kids. Okay, hold on.
backpack.
So backpack. Put Clang the Clown in your backpack. Look.
I want to say I hung out with a bunch of kids in Derry.
Derry school?
Derry, Maine.
Clang the Clown lives in your backpack.
Clang the Clown is a protector. He's a good clown.
He's scary.
That eats kids.
No.
Kids' meals.
He eats kids' meals.
Because he loves the toys.
Because he loves McDonald's. Okay, look.
Clang, 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 want the clown.
The only way to forget about Clang the Clown is to go into our last segment. Kids, we have a very special treat for you.
It's me, King the Clown.
No, it's not. Clang, get out of here. Get out of here.
I'm always in your head.
Clang the Clown.
Clang, you suck.
You truly ruined this episode, Clang.
Why was I made?
Well, kids, splish splash, we're going to the sandbox.
And please do not splash the sandbox. You'll splash sand right in people's eyes. In order to get to the sandbox, we have a special guest in the studio. Sandy, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. This sandbox has a no water policy. I'm sorry.
How do I get the sand to stick so I can make a castle? We'll talk later.
Okay.
And famously, you can only play in the sandbox in the 30 minutes after you've eaten, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, between meals and swimming in the ocean full of sharks.
Perfect.
Cover yourself
Sandy,
in sand.
This sandbox is a little bigger than it usually
is.
Yeah,
we have one more person in the sandbox.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Oh.
I brought my 10-year-old son, Ezra, with me.
Okay, well, let's lift up this blanket. Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Ezra.
Hello, Ezra.
Ezra, you are the first kid we've ever had on the show. How does it feel?
Good.
Good.
Ezra,
good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like McDonald's? Keep in mind this episode is sponsored by McDonald's.
A 6.
We'll take
a 6
it.
Or a Hard 7. Truth.
Thank you for your honesty.
It's above average, so that's fine.
Like a 6 or a 7.
That's good. Yeah, we'll say 7.
Okay, now, my friend hates it.
Don't say that.
Okay.
Now, Ezra, you've heard the show before, right?
What do you mean?
Hey, Rotorola, you've heard it before, right?
Yeah.
He clearly hasn't. He said, what do you mean? You're leading the witness.
No. Why are we on the show? Tell them how you like the show.
Ezra, is that true? Do you like our show?
Then you are the first time you were on, didn't you tell them how you introduced me to the show?
Oh, that's right. I did tell the story the first time.
Wow, so he is a fan. He does listen to the episodes, and he knows that his dad's already given him an address.
I let him listen to my segments and nothing else. But
well, you'll be happy to hear that you can listen to this entire episode because we've recorded our very first kid-friendly episode. So it's family-friendly.
Thumbs up.
And which curse words are you using in the show for the kids?
Shoot. Gosh, Dornert.
Scoopski.
Gosh, Donut is one of our big ones.
Yeah. And awesome. We do say scoopsies.
Ezra, I have a couple questions before we get into your puzzles.
Okay.
In this kid-friendly episode, we were talking about what celebrities and actors kids care about. Because Adel kept making references to people who I'm pretty sure no one under
Mel
the
Brooks,
age of 20 knows.
Steve
okay, I have one in my mind. A lot of kids like this person, Marshmello.
Who's that?
A DJ.
He's a DJ. Didn't he do a set in Fortnite?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Okay, see, this is what I'm trying to learn and understand. Anyone else off the top of your
Ezra, this is your chance to make up any word or name you want. They will believe you.
But
he's like lying, I don't understand.
And Ezra, I'm gonna give you some names and you tell me yes or no in terms of if they're hot with the youths. Gloria Gaynor. End of list.
I don't know that person.
Okay.
And you're in the fifth grade.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And you're 10 years old?
Yes. Yeah, but he does know a few older celebrities. Tell them what movie you watched last night. You don't remember? Okay.
No, I don't.
It was called The General.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
With Buster Keaton.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, okay.
He's a huge
Buster head.
Sorry.
It's like the third time I've
Ezra,
watched
that movie. I never want to correct a kid. It's pronounced Busta Rhymes.
No. It's a Michael Keaton.
Did you like it?
Yes. It was the third time I watched it.
Oh, wow.
Or it's like something like that.
Yeah.
That's my sister really likes it. We watch it when we go to our grandma's house because we just did.
Yeah, but also we went to go see
sleepover.
A Buster Keaton festival that one time.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool.
Wow. Sounds like you got a really cool dad.
And well, your sister is younger than you?
Yes.
Yes.
She's 8.
Okay, cool. And what celebrities does she care about?
I guess you could say Taylor Swift.
Okay. I guess you could say that.
That
I said JoJo
answer.
Siwa. Is that someone people care about?
Do you know that?
That's an obvious no.
Do kids care about JoJo Rabbit?
No.
Isn't that like a movie?
Sure.
Yeah.
Don't ever Google it.
And Ezra, we heard that you have written some of your own puzzles that you wanted to do on the show. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We took it off a style from my puzzle book that it was smart like puzzles for smart people.
Nice.
You're in the wrong place.
Yeah. Well, we started there and twisted.
We found a style we liked.
Yeah. So.
We are three puzzle experts, Ezra, as your father knows, and we would love to try to beat your puzzles. So would you do us the honor of walking us through some of these?
Yeah. Here's an example. So we're going to get a number and then some initials, and you need to figure out what those initials are. Here's an example.
Okay.
100 C and an M.
Oh, okay, I see.
100 centimeters in a meter?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's 17 more on this page, so just get ready.
I think we've done this type, so I think we have practice.
Okay, I'm very ready.
Some of these are very hard, so get ready.
Some of these are very hard. Oh, boy.
7C of the W.
7C of the W.
Seven cats of the wild.
No.
Seven.
Come on.
Seven cunders of the world. 7C of the W. Oh, seven shows on the CW. Seven.
Seven continents of the world.
Yes. Nice.
Yes. Okay, got it. Nailed it.
20. So this is strange. 20 F and T on the HB.
20 F and T.
Is 20 F and T on the HB?
Isn't that a Boyz II Men lyric?
What?
What?
F and T on HB.
Whoa, I don't know none of movie lines.
Is it 20 F?
Yes. You've never seen the movie Boyz II Men?
20 F and T. F and T.
Yeah, F and T.
On the HB.
20 yes. F and T on the HB. Let's figure out what HB is first. The Hewlett-Packard. The HB.
I'm trying to think of what 20. What,
I think 20? I think 20 F and T will be the easier part.
20 fingers and toes on a hot body.
You said F and B or T?
F and T.
Fingers and
listen
toes.
To your partner.
20 fingers and toes on the human body.
Yes.
I said hot body.
Okay,
you were very close, but not close enough.
I just want to go on the record of saying I think conventionally attractive is 20 fingers and toes.
For me, I'm done.
For me, that's the first thing I'm looking at.
Oh, boy.
Okay, this one's hard.
Okay.
1BRD on the JF.
1BRD on the JF.
On the... Oh my, this is hard for me.
1BRD.
BRD, oh, Big Red Dog, on the JF, Junior Varsity.
You Clifford. Are, you got some of it.
One Big Red Dog on the
JF.
Jules Fern.
No.
Is Big Red Dog right?
No.
Fudge.
Well, wait.
Big Red Dog is close.
Okay.
For that part.
Two of those words are right.
Big and Red.
JF.
One yeah. Big
one,
Red.
One Big and Rich.
One Big Red.
Dice.
No.
And the last part is on the BR.
On the GF.
On the JF. JF.
On the JF. BR.
We are aggressively not listening.
One
we're so sorry.
Big red something on the JF.
Yes.
Okay, JF.
Big red.
Okay, JF.
J is a proper noun.
J is a proper noun.
Okay, John Favreau.
Not the F, though.
Okay. Not the F.
John.
Is it is it like John's? Is
nope.
It is it just a proper noun?
It's just
big red.
What begins with a D?
One big red digit, one big red divot.
One big red dot? What?
Yes.
One big red dot on
the... One big red dot on the...
Can of Sprite.
JF.
JF. One big red dot on the Juicy Fruit.
On the...
No, that's not a proper noun.
On the...
What's got a big red
Justice.
Dot on it?
How did Ezra count into the show?
Japanese flag.
Flag.
Yes.
Flag.
One big red dot on the Japanese flag.
Oh, that's so good.
That's fantastic.
All right.
Ezra, what's next?
12 E in a D.
12 E in a D.
12 errands in a day. 12.
The 12 errands of a day.
12 Easters in a decade.
Sleepy,
12.
Spooky, scary.
12 Easters in a decade. There's a couple years there was two Easters.
12 E's and a D's.
12 ears in a day.
This is actually pretty conventional.
Is this a unit of measurement?
Kind of.
12.
You want to give him a category or a hint?
It's food related. Quote unquote food.
Eggs in a dozen.
Nice. Yes.
Eggs in a dozen. Cheaper by the.
Okay, this one Dad printed wrong.
Oh,
at least he typed it up
Dad.
And printed something wrong that isn't supposed to be there.
You've cued into one of our favorite things on the show, which is calling out someone's error when it didn't need to be called out.
And so thank you so much. Blame your parents. Yeah.
And that brings us to our first ever, ugh, Dad corner.
12 E on an, 12 E on
two.
A, what?
Two.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2 E on a F unless you're a C.
Ooh, there's a lot I want to do with this one. 12, two E's on an F.
F. Unless you're a C.
Yes.
Two ears on a face unless you're a...
Cat.
Do cats have three ears?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Unless you're a...
You're very Christian.
Unless you're
one of those is right.
Two eyes on a face.
Unless you're a Cyclops.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes.
Dad typed it in, eyes on a face, unless you're a Centaur.
Dad.
I'm pretty classic fun Centaur.
Does he not know the difference between a Centaur and a Cyclops? Has he listened to any of my Magic Tavern appearances?
No, that was just in his mind when he was typing it up, and he put a Centaur.
Okay.
And that's where I want to take a minute, since we're talking about Cyclopses. How do you feel about Clang the Clown?
What?
Great. That's all we needed.
Also, what's your favorite mythical creature?
Narwhal.
A dragon?
Oh, ooh, nice. Wow, yeah. Great. A dragons classic great answer.
Dragons are the best, and they love tacos.
That's
Puff
a book.
The Magic mm-hmm. Tacos.
Written by a former IO improviser, Adam Rubin.
Oh, this what? Is all sorts of fun trivia. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one is easy because you'll most likely get it. 12i on a R.
12 inches?
On a ruler.
On a ruler.
Nice. Quick.
I told you that was easy.
Yeah, you were right.
Okay, this one is medium.
I love the commentary on the difficulty.
I'm actually glad they never do this for me for riddles.
The danger here is saying, like, this one is easy, and then it stumps us and makes us look like fools.
Yeah.
But this is a medium. It's okay to get this one wrong.
We always make Aaron eat spicy wings during all of our interviews.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
52WK on a P.
52WK on a P.
Well, weeks.
52
week
DC
separate
universe
words.
Reboot.
They're separate words.
W and P?
No, W and K are separate
words. W and K.
So 52WK on a P. Weird.
52 white keys on a piano. Oh. Nice. And I got it.
52 white keys.
Like your song.
This one is pretty much almost everyone knows this.
Oh, man.
We'll see.
So, oh, that'll make us feel bad if we don't.
Maybe.
Maybe.
7T on a CHD. No K.
7T?
7T.
No K is part of it?
Seven. Yes. It's in parentheses.
7T on a PhD.
CHD.
No K.
On a CHP?
CHD.
CHD. D.
No K.
7P.
T.
7T on a CHD.
I only know that no K stands for no collusion.
No, it does not. I'm sorry, but it is not.
Okay.
T on a CHD. 7 tests on a college head department. 7
times on a cafeteria.
7 no. Thursday.
Tell them what I thought you'd get this.
You thought we'd get this?
Yes.
This is hard.
Tell them what C stands for. That'll be a good hint.
Chicago
Housing Department. 7.
No. 7T on a Chicago HD. No K.
Chicago HD. Holiday. 7T.
Chicago Head Department. Chicago.
7.
Head.
7 Teamsters.
7 Teams.
7.
Teams?
What's the category, Ezra?
Well, yeah. Give us a general category.
Food.
7.
Jeez. Toppings on a Chicago hot dog. No ketchup, please.
Yes, that is correct.
Toppings on a Chicago.
And also, Ezra, no collusion. No collusion, no collusion. No quid pro quo.
What does that mean?
It doesn't matter.
Use your collusion. Guns and Roses.
All right, Ezra.
Okay.
Ezra's going into the bullpen.
He's just shown me that to not do one.
Don't do that one. No, I think
you think we'd be bad at it?
I think, Ezra, I think he wanted you to skip to that one. I think he wanted you to, like, specifically use that one.
To use the one he's making me go to?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, no? I could be misreading this situation completely.
8P in the SS.
8P.
Whoa. 8P in the SS plus P.
8P.
8P in the SS. 8, I don't want to say what the SS is.
Seinfeld sucks.
8P in the SS. Saturday, Sunday.
8 pouches.
8 points. 8.
8 points in this category. Scramble.
8P in the SS, no. No what? 8P in the SS, no.
8P in the SS plus P.
Plus P.
Plus P.
Yeah, plus P.
Plus.
8 periods in the school day plus.
Well, here's a big hint.
Okay.
It used to be 9.
Oh, planets in the solar system.
Plus Pluto.
Yeah, we call Pluto.
Aaron said that with the most disdain I've ever heard of any.
We call Goofy Goopy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Planet show.
Okay, what do you got for us?
That crossed some more out.
Go ahead.
1B in an M's B, usually.
1V?
1B.
1B.
1B in an M's B, usually.
One burger and a McDonald's burger.
Usually. This whole episode, we've been trying to convince people to stop their road trips and go to McDonald's. So anytime we can.
Hey, I've been seeing all these people go through the drive-thru ordering McDonald's burgers, and you're putting two burgers on them. That stops today.
That's a McDouble.
One, but the people.
One basketball and a Michael Borden. 1B in an MB. What was the last
one? One bedroom in a...
Master bedroom.
Master bedroom.
1B in these an M's B.
M's B.
B.
M apostrophe S, yeah.
So does M still stand for something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the category?
One bite in a monkey's butt.
What's the category?
We, in the car, we couldn't think of a category
for
this one.
How about people?
People.
Sure.
Sort of.
So is the M a proper noun?
No.
M's, ooh.
One.
None of them are proper.
B,
it's just like.
And an M's B.
In a maker's buzzes.
One moment in a man's belief. No?
No. It's the beginning of your movie trailer.
Weird.
Your documentary about you getting in shape.
How about
it'll take a while.
Biology, would that be a good category?
One brain.
Man's body.
One moat.
What'd you say?
Man's
body. One brain in a man's body.
One of those words is right.
Man's.
Body.
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 No.
Oh, no, it's not right.
No, it's not right.
Sorry. Body's close.
One booger in a...
Body's close?
Monthly...
Is it?
It could be body, frankly. It could be, but it's more specifically some part of the body.
Brain? Right.
But.
No.
But. Nice. But.
Brain.
Oh, no, seeing.
Back?
Brain.
No.
Back.
No.
But.
Blood.
Blood.
No.
Bivalve. Bi.
Let's give him the. Give him the second B.
Yeah.
Tell him the second B.
So the B in the M's B
belly.
Part? Belly. Mother's belly. One baby in a mother's belly.
Yes.
Nice.
Unless it's.
Casey knew that one.
Multiples. Love
one
it.
One baby in the mother's belly. Beep, boo, da, bop, bop, beep, bop, bop.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. As we're selling secrets out of school.
What?
Nothing.
6S on a G or 4S on an L?
6S on a G.
And the S is the same S. Keep
that in mind. 6S on a G or 4.
S on an L.
Six legs on a giraffe, four legs on a lion.
Ooh, that brings us to our first. What are we doing?
6S on a G or 4S. It's not S. L.
6S on a G.
Six socks on a grandma.
Six socks and four socks on a
llama? On a
no.
lady.
Six
no.
S.
6S on a G, 4S on an L. SNL.
Tom,
and you know what else?
Hint.
Here's another hint. 4S on an L or a U.
U-Haul.
That just made it harder.
Limo
for
or
them.
U-Haul.
Don't make it harder for them.
We're so stupid. 4S on an L.
6S on a G. Six.
Tell me when
strikes.
You want a hint.
Glove or leg? Are glove or leg part of this? Nope.
Is this sports?
No.
Is this food?
No.
Is this weather?
No.
What's the category? Come on, gotta give us a category on this.
Instruments.
Six G's on an S.
Strings on a guitar. Four strings on a lute.
Yes.
Wow.
Or a ukulele.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
Here's one that Dad wanted me to do. 100 P and an F and F and G, but only one is LS.
100 P.
I hope you write this down because this is a long
one. Okay, say it again. 100 P. Can you say it again?
On A.
100 P in an F N G, but only one is L S.
Only one is L S.
100 potatoes in a French nightgown, but only one.
Latter Day Saint.
But only one in S. What was it?
But only one L S.
100 pennies in a
freaking
100.
Dad told me this would be really easy for you.
100 pounds.
Throw Dad under the bus.
You said something like that.
I said they would like it.
100 pounds in a...
100 P and an FNG, but only one
French
is
National
LS.
Gross.
But only one is LS.
Only one in LS or is?
Is LS.
Is.
But only one is...
Last Saturday.
Oh.
100 puzzles.
No.
100.
But only one is Leonard Skinner?
What?
Your what? I want to be my new text tone on my phone every time Adler JPC texts me.
Is it 100? Is it 100 people?
It's close. People would
sort
work.
Sort of.
Princes. 100.
Prisoners.
Problems.
No.
More specific than people, but.
100 Popes. Peasants. 100.
Popes.
No.
100 pirates.
Parishioners.
Pirates.
No.
100 pirates in a.
You want to give them a category?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gaming.
Gaming. 100.
Players.
Players in a Fortnite game, but only one.
Left
is last standing.
Standing.
Yes.
Wow.
That's why.
That rules, Ezra.
That's
a
rules,
really good one.
Wait, no, there's probably going to be one more that rules.
Okay, okay, Ezra, we have enough time for one more that rules. Can okay. you give us your last?
Give us your best. This
best?
Is the last one.
Try okay. to stump us.
Okay.
What,
this is not a stumpable. This is, you'll most likely get this.
Okay.
But this will probably rule
okay.
over the Fortnite match.
I hope so.
3H of HRR.
3H of...
Three hosts of Hey Riddle Riddle.
Yes!
Yeah. Ezra, thank you so much. This was amazing.
Well, Dad made that last one.
Okay, well...
We'll cut that out.
I love how you've been giving your dad shade this whole time and then you give him credit. Yeah.
Ezra, do you have anything to promote or to plug?
What do you mean?
What grade can people find you in?
Ezra, is there something that you've worked on that you would like people to listen to or find? Or is there something that you would like to
Ezra, when our producers met with you before the show, you gave us this card. It says you were in a podcast before this with your sister and dad called Zed?
Yeah, the Zed Show, yeah.
The Zed okay. Show, and you can find it on iTunes.
Is that right?
You want to tell them about it?
How about you do that?
Okay. We made a podcast back when they were much younger where we had like each episode's like 8 to 10 minutes and we would just ask each other questions about the world. There's like 45 episodes wow. And they're on all the iTunes.
And just search Zed?
Yeah, Zed Show. There's a picture of the two kids dressed up in Halloween costumes.
Much like your puzzles, Ezra, Zed stands for something, which is?
Zella Ezra Dad.
Zella Ezra Dad. So and check it out.
Before you go, we, at the end of the episode, are going to promote things that are kid-appropriate to watch or to listen Ooh. To or to read. So is there anything that you're watching right now or playing or reading that you want to recommend to
I'm
the
doing
kids
Duolingo.
Duolingo? Mm.
Yeah.
What language?
Japanese.
Nice.
Very cool.
Ezra, tell them about the Switch game you just finished that you really liked.
Oh, The Return of the Obra Dinn. It's
Ooh,
like a...
I just bought that for Switch on Ooh. The recommendation of Travis McElroy.
So
name drop.
What?
Better than you, Ezra.
That's awesome. Those
You've
are
done
great
45 episodes of a podcast. That guy's done millions of episodes of a podcast.
Were you trying to do a better than Ezra joke? You saw.
Jeremy spoke.
I genuinely think that some kids are going to be listening to this. So those are good recommendations for kids.
So you can play this for all your friends in school and let them know that you're cool AF.
Okay, Ezra, and we, as always in this
AF,
episode,
of course, stands for...
always French.
Always flatulence.
You get to take one scoop of sand from the sandbox with you and put it into your dad's... Oh, you drank that whole... Okay.
Oh, no.
Time to go to the hospital.
Oh, no.
Gotta get the sand out right. of your belly.
That's my scooping impression.
That's a hospital ride for you, Sandy. So Sandy's taking Ezra to the hospital. We'll see you later. Bye, Sandy.
Bye, Sandy. Bye, Ezra.
Bye, Ezra.
So good to see you.
JPC, you wanted to say bye?
Sharona.
Let's do some quick personal plugs, but also plug something that is kid-friendly to watch.
Plug something for kids.
Okay. Kids, you're going to want to check out Rick and Morty.
It's a cartoon.
Fun cartoon.
I'll go ahead and plug something. So kids, something that I think is very enjoyable to watch is the movie Moana. I personally watched Moana as an adult in the movie theater 3 times and I cried twice. It's a very good movie. Kids, if you haven't seen Moana, do not let your parents slide. Say, Moana now, please.
And I'm going to piggyback off that because Moana has a little piggy and maybe a rooster or chicken or something weird.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, kids, check out the movie Kubo and the Two Strings. It's a movie I saw in the theaters 3 times. It's fantastic. It's, I think, some sort of claymation or something, stop motion animation.
I don't know.
But it's beautiful and it's a wonderful story and beautiful music and well acted. So you should check out Kubo and the Two Strings. And if your parents won't get it for you, tell them Moana now.
I think you should check out the movie Newsies from the early 90s. It's the best time. It's so much fun to watch. I saw it when I was 8 or 9 and I watched it like 3 times in one night. Definitely check it out. I think you'll Love it. Also, follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram.
No. Also, read the book Hatchet, just in case you're ever in a situation where Gary, you're lost in the Canadian woods.
Oh, that book stressed me out.
Gary Paulson. All right, kids, here's one more thing that I want to plug. So your parents, after they put you to bed, maybe 10, 11 o'clock at night, set an alarm, wake up silently, sneak into their room, get their wallets, get their credit card, go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle, buy a bunch of subscriptions, go to our TeePublic store, just go wild.
I'm talking smalls,
stickers, whatever you want. Just buy our merch. Put the card back in the wallet. Never tell them. Now, they will fight about it. But you keep that secret forever.
Okay. Now, kids, here's what we want you to do. We had a great time with you. We hope you had a great time. We hope you enjoyed this. Tell everyone at your school about Hey Riddle Riddle. Tell your teachers. Scream at your principals about this podcast.
Mm, sure.
Now, we want you to either plug your ears or step away from the old-timey radio that sits in your den, because the three of us have a little something we want to do, which is, it's been really hard for us to contain ourselves, to not curse, to not say anything inappropriate. So kids, you're going to want to step back again, plug your ears, turn this off.
Aaron, what's your favorite planet?
Jupiter.
Thank you.
No, all Sherlock. This is Hey Riddle Riddle. This is Chaboy Puzzbot.
You just said
what? Right out of the gate.
The first thing.
I'll save that, first of all, end the episode on that.
That was a HeadGum podcast.